어휘 추론 대표 기출
Europe's first Homo sapiens lived primarily on large game, particularly reindeer. Even under ideal circumstances, hunting these fast animals with spear or bow and arrow is an uncertain task. The reindeer, however, had a weakness that mankind would mercilessly exploit. It swam poorly. While afloat, it is uniquely vulnerable, moving slowly with its antlers held high as it struggles to keep its nose above water. At some point, a Stone Age genius realized the enormous hunting advantage he would gain by being able to glide over the water's surface and built the first boat. Once the easily overtaken and killed prey had been hauled aboard, getting its body back to the tribal camp would have been far easier by boat than on land. It would not have taken long for mankind to apply this advantage to other goods.
From an evolutionary perspective, fear has contributed to both fostering and limiting change, and to preserving the species. We are programmed to be afraid. It is a survival need, as is stability, which is another force of nature that can limit the capacity to change. Stable patterns are necessary lest we live in chaos. However, they make it difficult to abandon entrenched behaviors, even those that are no longer useful, constructive, or health-creating. And fear can keep you from changing when you don't want to risk a step into unknown territory. For example, some people choose not to leave an unfulfilling job or a failing relationship because they fear the unknown more than the known. On the other hand, fear can also motivate change in order to avoid something you're afraid of, such as dying young, as one of your parents might have.
실전 독해 연습.
The Civil War challenged and altered Southern womanhood in very significant ways. It forced women to act in roles they often had no experience with or felt uncomfortable performing. As husbands, brothers, and sons left home to fight in the war, women had to conduct plantation business, protect themselves, and discipline slaves, among many other things. Women's behavior during the war often defied the norms of antebellum Southern womanhood because of necessity. They gained more public roles than they had before, and they sometimes became the main breadwinner for their families. By the latter part of the war, these women often did so without material goods that helped them maintain their elite status. Food shortages, civil unrest, an overwhelming amount of death and loss, and severe economic instability plagued the South and forced women to rethink their traditional role in the household and in public.